What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, September 24th, here's the start of a brand new week. And I'm going to start off the show with a bit of an apology. Over the weekend, my doctor gave me this new medication, dichloroplastowizowaggawagga, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. And she's already cut the dosage in half, but I'm still quite a bit fuzzed out. So if I'm not making any sense, it's not my normal not making any sense. It's drug-induced, and I'm hoping I'm going to be off this stuff in just a couple of weeks here. All right, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 300-313-9443. So let's get into the stories right now, and we have got a lot to talk about. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Okay, as you know, this week starts the United Nations General Assembly. And apparently the U.S. Embassy, just to show their ire and their snit, is declining to give visas to the Russian U.N. delegates. They're being shut out. What is supposed to be the United Nations General Assembly. So the Russian Foreign Ministry summoned on Tuesday the U.S. envoy to say, why did you do this? You know, why did you shut out the Russian delegates to the UN General Assembly? And apparently the envoy said, well, because we can. And we don't want you Russians just mucking up our stories. So, terrible trouble here. And President Trump clearly wants to ensure that no narrative on Iran can possibly be heard except his own by keeping the Russian delegates out of the UN. This is a major diplomatic faux pas and will have repercussions down the road. Okay, over in Yemen, where they don't pick their targets too carefully, a Saudi airstrike hit a mosque, killing 5 children. And the U.S. is trying to justify it, saying that they were convinced there was Al-Qaeda inside that mosque and that therefore they were justified in bombing it. Children be gosh darned. And while the airstrikes in North Yemen are causing civilian casualties, the real problem is likely to come as the Saudis have begun a new offensive against the port city of Hodeidah. Things are tensing up over there as well. Okay, turning to our domestic politics, Representative Devin Nunes is out there saying the deep state scheme has backfired. The Ukrainian scandal will be the end of Joe Biden's campaign. Now, for those not paying attention, apparently when Joe Biden was vice president and he was over in Ukraine, he arranged for some sweetheart deals for his son, Hunter. Okay? That's tacky no-no. So far, so good. Biden comes home. Hunter continues with his business. Trump becomes president. And now the big issue is, did Trump encourage Ukraine to prosecute Hunter Biden? Because that would, of course, be a major embarrassment to Joe Biden. Could possibly even fire him out of the campaign. And the big question is, was there a quid pro quo? And there are rumors that some $400 million in military aid for Ukraine were being withheld pending the prosecution. And that's what this big stink is all about. And so everybody wants a copy of the phone call between Ukraine's president and Donald Trump. Donald Trump is offering a transcript, which doesn't preclude the possibility of alteration. And so this one is definitely going back and forth, and everybody's screaming impeach, impeach, impeach. Nancy Pelosi is calling for new laws so that sitting presidents can be indicted. Now, I'll be honest, I was under the impression that a sitting president could be indicted. They were going to indict Richard Nixon for obstruction of justice. Pelosi wants new laws so that Trump can be indicted here. CNN is reporting on mass defections, the Trump campaign, from Ilhan Omar's Minnesota. Guess they're getting kind of fed up with her and her rhetoric, and they're switching over to Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump, for all of his failings, he makes sense. He's not out there being wacko banana the way Ilhan Omar is or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He's trying to say, let's find workable solutions here. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hits out at Democrats and Nancy Pelosi over impeachment. We have to impeach, we have to impeach, we have to impeach. And Alexandria, again, there's a problem. You have to have something to impeach for. There must be a high crime and misdemeanor, of which there isn't one. You can't just impeach the president just because you don't like him. It doesn't work that way. So Democrats are firing back and saying that she's really gone off the deep end on that one here. All righty. Remember Ed Buck? Major donor to the Democrats, major donor to Hillary Clinton. And he's had this long stream of gay lovers in his home that he shoots up with meth. Two of them have died. The last one survived. And he finally got arrested. The judge set his bail at $4 million. Which, needless to say, Ed Buck is a little freaked out about that. I don't think he has the $4 million. But I mean, again, look at that kind of behavior. I mean, I'm okay with his being gay. I don't have a problem with that. But shooting up his gay lovers with lethal doses of methamphetamine, that, I think, crosses a line. Here's a little bit of history. Apparently, a while back in 1998, Beto O'Rourke was arrested for a burglary and a DWI. And he's out there trying to say, well, I've been very open about that. I've owned up to it. I've taken responsibility for it. But I think it's reflecting very, very poorly on him. And apparently, according to this article, which came out of Politico Fact, Beto likes to wear dresses and also wrote a story about killing children. I don't know. I think the pathology there is a little bit dangerous here. Looking at the economic news, the latest numbers tell us that the global economic slowdown is accelerating dramatically. Things are shutting down. People don't have money. We, in this local Christmas Lake Village, had this community yard sale. And normally every year it's like crowded. They have to let people in one at a time. This year, no. People didn't show up because people don't have money to spend. You look at all those cars in the surplus, car lots. Okay. No, she can come in. She can come in. Okay. All right. We're currently staying in the last place we're going to be staying at before we move into our new home. And this is the cleaning lady who also happens to be a professional singer. So needless to say, Claire is very interested in her. Okay, apparently the official escort for 16-year-old global warming expert Greta Thunberg is a leftist hack funded by George Soros organization. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that Swedish girl, what an embarrassment. I mean, it was so transparent what a confused child she is. Like, yeah. Why should I pay attention to a ranting child? There's pretty much nothing more disturbing, let alone the people behind her should be brought up on charges of child abuse to panic her and have her so hysterical about the world ending and stealing her childhood. I mean, it was sad, and it was funny. Some of the Hollywood folks, they jumped the gun and started saying, give her the Nobel Prize and all that. It just shows how crazy they are that they can watch a hysterical child being manipulated and think it's a good thing because they're so into that global warming cause. This has really formed a form of religion, really, and it just showed like a demented religious fanatic. That's what that young girl looked like to me. Some, you know, you could have seen that with the Moonies or something, you know, the same kind of crazy eyes. And, you know, I mean, I'm part Swedish, so I have relatives over there, and they actually warned my mom and said, watch out for this one. She's you know, we don't really want to have any part of her.
Well, so, here's the point. Here's the point. Humans, adults, instinctively tend to believe children because we don't think that children know how to lie yet. And so that's why children are so often used for this kind of propaganda.
Well, Leo Zagami was on Alex Jones saying she looked to him like she was demonically possessed and needed an exorcism, and personally I kind of agree with that. But I wanted to call really about the Trump-Biden Ukraine thing. Yeah. And I got to say, on this whole thing, the person I find the most blame with is Trump, and I'll tell you why. Because this whole Ukraine thing is coming out of the same government, CIA, press, media conglomerate that orchestrated the whole Mueller and Russia collusion hoax. And Trump is just sitting back, not putting these people in prison, not exposing the 302s. I don't, you know, so if he gets burned on this, which I don't think so, it's ridiculous. But at the same time, it's one of those, come on, Trump, get, you know, you got to start, you know, when you don't punish your enemies, they sit around and they conspire. That's what conspiratorial treasonous bastards do. And if he's not going to go and you know, smack them around and put them in prison, they're just going to, you know, just sit around and weave spells and form conspiracies and generate problems for him. And really, it's his fault. He's kind of playing it like sly and laying back, mm-hmm. like he's got all mm-hmm. the cards. Well, they're not just going to sit there, Mr. Trump, while you don't do anything. And you know, I heard Biden say, no reputable source found anything wrong with my Hunter's dealings with Ukraine. So that's going to be his defense, is that, you know, all the Washington Times and all the, I mean, the Washington Post and the New York Times, they're all going to defend him. So it's mm-hmm. really also an example of why Trump not supporting the alternate media to get the message out about what corruption there was with Biden and Hunter Biden, how this is also Trump's fault for allowing us to be silent. I mean, I can't go on Facebook. If I wanted to go spread information about the corruption of Hunter Biden, I can't. The only way I can do it is to call your show, or, you know, I'm limited now because Trump has allowed the big tech, the leftist big tech socialist globalists, to suppress our speech. And so once again, all these issues that he's having now are all self-generated by him. I don't know why I've been begging him, and I call often saying, you got to crush your enemies. You know, I don't, you know, you can be too smart by half. And one other thing.
Okay, well, here's the point. Here's the point, okay? If, in fact, Donald Trump threatened to withhold $4 million in military aid to Ukraine unless they prosecuted Hunter Biden, that actually does rise to the level of an impeachable offense.
Well, I doubt that he said that to investigate Hunter Biden. I don't think he's that stupid. He might have said to look into the company that Hunter Biden was affiliated with, and that would be a legitimate concern if it's a corrupt company. So we'll see. I mean, I don't. I think it's the person who is bringing up this complaint is still unknown. It's the same people that fed the whole P dossier. So it's just it's the same crowd. And in a month or two, it's going to be proven to be as much of a fraud as the whole Russia collusion thing. But meanwhile, it's like Trump is sitting back with he's got the Seth Rich murder just sitting there, you know. He's got the Epstein videos just sitting there, and meanwhile they're still getting some good decent shots in on him because he still hasn't, you know, he's let the alternate media be somewhat silenced. So all these issues that he's having now, I got to say, I like Trump. I've always supported him, but you know, it comes a point where, you know, we put you in power, and if you're not going to fight the fight, then I'm not, what am I supposed to do?
Okay.
He said something really interesting. Oh, are you there still, Mike?
Yeah, you dropped out for a second.
All right. Well, he said something very interesting, which I think is a comment of our times, about the Iran thing. Trump said that it's easier for a president to get into a war than get out. And, you know, that's true. And
that's
very sad. It's true. But when you think about it, you take a step back and go, our country is very, very sick that is true. And let's take the Democrats and the Republicans out of it. The fact that it is easier for a president to get into a war than out is really a sick comment on our country. And sometimes people say things, and it's simple, but it exposes where we are as a nation, and it's very true. I remember calling up a radio show, and the guy said, "Oh, well, you're one of those extreme anti-war activists." And the peace people, the anti-war people, have become the extreme in this country, and the moderates are really the extremes. You know, the extremes are the moderates on both parties. They're the real extremists. They're pro-war. What more extreme position is there than being for war? You know, so it's...
Well, you know, Lindsey Graham said the same thing the other day. He said, attacking is easy. Getting out of a war without looking like you're losing, that's the hard part.
I know, but it's...
We're going through that in Afghanistan and Syria right now.
What does that tell you, Michael, about our institutions in this country? Because, you know, being the fact that it's easy to get into a war tells you that all the institutions, the major power institutions, from the universities to the religious, to the government, to the media, they're all like pro-war lunatics. You know, it's very sad. And how do you fight that? I you know, you really are up against a big demonic force, if you ask me, because what else? What kind of force would be pro-war, you know?
Well, you're up against the military-industrial complex. There's big money in war.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's more than, you know, the military-industrial complex, it goes beyond that. I mean, like I said, you know, it used to be maybe 30 or 40 years ago to Vietnam, you had the churches out there protesting war. But they all scared now because they don't want to lose their 401, what is it, the
401k.
They get their tax deferred status. I remember there was a church in Indianapolis or something. It got bulldozed because it was against the Iraq War, and so that's been a message. And then anybody that was for spoke up about David Koresh, they got harassed. Or if you're a church and you're anti-abortion now, you get harassed. So the fact that there is the wars are easier to get into than get out. Number one person on my list is the churches, because they're the ones that really should be morally outraged by war more than anybody, and they don't seem to do anything. I don't remember seeing anything. You know, the Catholic Church, boy, they'll talk about all kinds of social issues, immigration and this or that. I don't remember hearing them say anything about Iraq and Afghanistan. I don't, you know, and I don't hear them saying anything about, hey, let's not go into Iran. You don't hear that. But boy, the Pope will talk about, you know, building a border wall all day long.
Okay. I'm sorry to cut
you
off.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news here, been an interesting development in the Jussie Smollett case. Apparently, police have found a gun in Osandoro Brothers' apartment, which appears to be the same weapon Jussie Smollett used in his music video on gun violence. I mean, we know the whole thing was a fake. It was a staged hate crime, and personally, if it had been me, I would have destroyed the gun, gotten rid of the evidence, but I guess people get sentimental about their guns. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You better get that chicken soup out of the refrigerator, Mike. Well, it does help. I mean, are you going to do a full show tonight?
I'm having chicken soup after the show tonight.
Are you doing a full show?
I'm going to try and do the full show.
All right, Mike, I'm going to respond to Joe from Tennessee. Welcome to the Empire. This is what it's like to live in the Empire. And it's not about Joe Biden, it's about the system. The system protects itself. Democrat, Republican, up, down, left, right, doesn't matter. The church is run by human beings. It's corrupt, just like your politicians are corrupt. Nothing's changed. Like I keep saying, Mike, the wall, nothing's changed. The establishment is still there. Trump's put O'Brien in. He's part of that establishment. Barr's part of the establishment.
You know, governments may come and governments may go, but the corruption goes on forever.
You know, Mike, I probably doubt you watched it. Did you see Trump at the UN? He just seemed like he slouched speech today. He didn't seem like he was in his, you know, his usual UN speech. It was very laxative from what I seen. And like, obviously it's like Greta Thunberg of the global warming. It's written down.
Yeah.
For him to read, just like her. It's written down by her, you know, her handlers to read because, you know, she's a fraud because she's been indoctrinated to be a fraud. But with Trump, you know, I know people still have hope on him, but, I mean, he was saying how the elite, you know, like the establishment are ruling over the people. Well, what about Saudi Arabia? He sold all these weapons to them. My God, I mean, I just don't understand how I can put it through people anymore. You're dealing with the establishments in Saudi Arabia, Israel, with Britain, with Brexit. Nothing's happened with that. I said that, right? I said,
yep.
Nothing's going to happen with that because the system over there doesn't want it. They don't care about the people in Britain. They don't care about the people here. They don't care about the people in Syria. They don't care about the people anywhere. And it's not about money anymore. It's about power. And basically, like George Orwell said, putting a boot on people of lesser than you. You know, that's it. They put their boot on your head or neck. That's what they want. They don't care. You know, they got all the money they want. You know, they have the power. You know, it's just that's it. You know, at this point. And I don't know, Mike. I have no hope for Trump. I know people still. I know Joe from Tennessee and Tom from Florida still have hope, but like, I don't, man. Like, I just wish he put Douglas McGregor in and Tucker Carlson as his like his as the White House spokesman or something. You know, I just see the same group of people around, and nothing's changed. And you know. The Republicans are going after Trump, like Mitt Romney, and this or that. How come they don't come out against Saudi Arabia or Israel? You know, because they're all bought off, right? That's
yep.
it. So what's changed? You know, I say this all the time. What has changed? Nothing's changed. You know what's changed? Well, actually, one thing's changed, Mike, is the Federal Reserve injecting money, liquidity into the banks. That's changed because... I don't know if you know this, but up till October 10th, they're going to be pumping $25 or $75 billion into banks for liquidity because the banks don't have the money to cover they're broke. They're broke.
They are, and they're not loaning money to anybody.
Yeah, isn't it amazing though? Like they can loan it. The banks loan them each other money.
Yep.
Right, but they. Why don't everybody go to the Federal Reserve for a loan at 0% or at 1 or 2%? You know, Mike, do you see us getting out of this at this point? I just don't. I see.
No,
basically,
I'm seeing a collapse. Seeing an inevitable collapse.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing because you know, in 2008, and you know, you're going to talk about this later with Britain, with that Thomas Cook. Travel booking agency, you heard about that, right?
Yeah.
Now,
okay, Dustin,
okay.
Stay on the line. Dustin, okay. Stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I'm fully in agreement with you that Donald Trump has been a tremendous disappointment. We had such high hopes for him going into the election. He was talking about putting Hillary in jail. He was talking about ending all of these foreign entanglements. He was talking about getting the economy back on track. None of that has happened.
And Mike, you know, I got to go back before I talk about what Thomas Cook travel thing, about Joe from Tennessee. Joe, if you take one step back from these people, you're dead. You've had it. You cannot step back from these people, and you cannot deal with these people because they will surround you and they'll overcome you. You have to go forward over these people, step on them. Trump didn't. He's lost. And that's, you know, he's lost. He's not going to win.
He's a weak leader.
He is a weak leader. He's a very weak leader. He should have crushed these people. He hasn't. You give these people time to recoup. Multiple times he gave, we've lost. We've lost, and I don't know what's coming next, Mike, but like, it ain't good, which leads me to Thomas Cook, which is another sign of the economic problems in the West.
Like, yes.
150,000 people stranded. And they got bailed out in 2008, Mike, Thomas Cook, they got bailed out, and this time they didn't get bailed out, which means the 2008 crisis has not ended. This is a continuation of a dead economy. It's dead. It can't be fixed. They know it. It's hanging on by basically chewing gum off of. I mean, it's bad. It's bad,
yeah.
And I don't think nobody can fix it at this point, and they know it. That's why all the banks are getting all this liquidity pumped into them, and it's not going to save them. You know, that's it, Mike.
Well, no, that's goal. The goal is to save the banks. To heck with the people, but the goal is to keep the banks going.
The problem is, Mike, if you don't save the people, we're all out of money, Mike. Have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mike in Brazil. Mike, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you feeling?
Well, I felt better. You know, I'm feeling a little doped up. The doctor's already cut my prescription in half. And, you know...
What kind of medication, if I may ask, are you on?
Dicyclopentothecalwaga. I have no idea.
If you can't pronounce it, don't take it.
Yeah, I know. That's the general theme. But, you know, it was a doctor who recommended this, and so I took it. And that first day...
He's a board-certified physician.
First day, I couldn't even
walk.
Yeah,
I remember when they put me on oxycodone, I felt probably even worse than you feel today. And I swear to God, I will never go back to that thing. They said, well, it's very good for pain, but they never told me that it's going to mess up my head. They never told me that. So anyway, let me get to my point.
Well, I think I'm going to become a Scientologist at this point.
Join the club, Mike. Join the club. Listen, the reason I called, I watched this presentation by Greta Thunberg, I believe is her name.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to put a lot of effort to assist the whole video because I couldn't take it. I mean, she was so fake, and from the very beginning when she opened her mouth, I said, this is George Soros' hand. It has to be, because George Soros financed not only the speech that he went in the luxury hotel that she stays in Manhattan, which you know very well, probably better than me, that is very expensive. I used to live close by Manhattan, so I know very well what the prices are. So not only that she's banking this girl's trip to the United States and all this adventure on a yacht, you know, crossing the Atlantic and all that, and she had probably what you don't know is that they had two boats behind them, like 2 nautical miles distance, in case something happens to the yacht where she was, they would come in and rescue them, okay? You didn't know that. I know it.
No, I didn't.
I'm an ex-sailor, and I have friends who know this, both in Europe and in the United States. So this girl, her opening statement was so pathetic that I figured, I said, this got to be Soros' hand, nothing short of that. And she went on to say that we killed her dreams and we killed her childhood. And I was thinking, I said, what the hell is this girl to accuse me or you or anybody else for destroying her dreams, whatever they were? So, you know, I felt like she was a complete fake. I mean, I've never seen something more fake than this in my entire life. And, you know, it's like, my God, I mean, these people are just like, they lost their minds. And they're putting a lot of people say that she's got Asperger's syndrome, okay? No, she does not have that. What she does have is Down syndrome, okay? That's what she has. It's Down syndrome, okay? And you better believe it, because I used to work, I was a paramedic, and I've seen a lot of kids, and she's a mongoloid. Look at her face. She's got mongoloid features, which is an unmistakable part of Down syndrome kids. They look like Mongols.
So obviously we're all supposed to feel sorry for her and therefore listen to what she has to say.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I listened. I mean, I had to drag myself to listen to what she had to say for the entire speech because I felt like breaking my windows in the house, really. I felt so furious because this this little girl, 16 years old, okay, and she's being taken advantage by these globalists, especially Mr. Soros, okay, because this is his hand. We have proof of it. There is a track left by him, okay? We can prove it any time in any court of law that George Soros is behind this. So if George Soros thinks he's safe, he ain't. Okay, that's what I can tell you. So the fact that they're using, they went to this great length. They used this disabled, this mentally handicapped girl, because she's mentally handicapped. She was completely hysterical. She fell short of tearing her clothes off her body. I mean, I'm sure you watched her as well. So I was thinking, I said, the globalists must be really be desperate. They imposed that climate tax. Now it's not carbon tax, it's climate change tax. So keep that in mind. The next thing, what's going to be on the agenda, is air tax. Each breath of air you're taking, you're going to pay a 15-cent tax for that. Okay, so how's that for good news, you know, for the 21st century? So there was another thing I was going to talk about, but I just forgot. I got caught up in this thing with Greta Thunberg. Anyway, Mike, listen, I hope you feel better because we really miss you. Every time when you're not on the air, it's really like a big void. You know, I'm waiting for the 4 o'clock p.m. when your show starts, my local time here. And when I read your website that the today's show is going to be a repeat, I feel bad, really. I go into depression. So, listen, feel better.
Yes.
Get some good tea, you know, like green tea or something to detoxify you. And what I can tell you is the best of luck, Mike, with all these drugs. Stay away from them if possible, because I know I had my my experience with oxycodone, and believe me, I felt miserable. I swear to God, I'll never, ever, ever touch again those pills.
Well, like I said, my doctor's already cut the dosage in half because she realized that it was too strong. So hopefully tomorrow I'll be a lot better.
The doctor has to take into consideration your age as well. I mean, what may work well for a 30-year-old guy might not work for a 60-year-old guy. Okay, what I'm saying, I mean, because we're both the
same
age.
It's not just that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's this attitude of one size fits all, and my brain has never reacted well to psychotropic drugs. And I remember that one time when I was very young, I was given some antidepressants and they almost drove me to suicide. So you got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, that's why I stay away from these drugs. Now I remember what I was going to, my last point, the reason I called. The Pope, our venerable Pope, okay, in Italy, the Argentinian Pope, the globalist Pope. You know what this guy is preaching? He's preaching to make a compact between politicians and the church. He thinks that he's going to be the ruling church all over the world if given the opportunity. And I've seen it today.
Well, there's nothing new with that. There's nothing new with that. It's called a concordat.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what they call it.
They had one with Italy.
Yeah, they call it a compact, and the compact supposedly is supposed to merge politics and religion. And then it came to my mind what you were saying about the one world government, that it rests on three pillars, one of them is religion, okay? So they first have to unify the entire world around the religion, and then they can go ahead and do the rest of the things that they have in mind. So anyway, Mike, let me not take more of your time, okay? I'm sure you have a lot of callers online. So listen, feel good, okay? Don't take those drugs anymore, all right? Just take green tea, detoxify your body, and listen, I hope I'm going to call you tomorrow again, okay? Take it easy now.
Okay.
Have a good show.
All right, thanks enough. We're going to switch over to Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much, Mike, for taking my call. The last caller was right on the money. This young girl that they put up before the UN that was ranting and raving brought back memories of squeaky Fromm. Remember Lynette Squeaky Fromm?
I remember Lynette Fromm.
Yes, and look at the eyes, and you can see the same insanity in this young girl, that she's completely, totally geesed up, and it was most likely from the Soros organization, where they take these young children and they make them believe something that is so ridiculous, and they pound it in these kids' heads that they become actually, I believe, off the pale of anything we consider reality. And the same thing happened in Cambodia. And if you remember that, Mike, and we're old enough to remember,
yep.
Pol Pot's army was led by young children or teenage children that done
yes.
that mass genocide. And this is the same cult I see happening with this global warming, where they are getting these young children and putting so much propaganda in their head because they haven't lived life old enough to understand the true reality, the reality they're being told, they believe it to be true and correct. And that's what's happening today with these young people, I think, with the global warming cult. And it is a cult, Mike. It is becoming a cult, a really scary cult. And
yes.
You know, I hopefully cooler heads will prevail. And you see this happen in slow motion, but we know what the goals are. Just like what they'd done in 1913 with the Federal Reserve, and they took over our money system, now they're going to take over all of our resources. That's what they're heading for, a global economy with a global, a carbon tax they're putting on. And like
yep.
the guy said before, they're probably going to charge you for air to breathe. That's what they're doing.
Yes.
They want to control. And this is a really sad state of affairs we're in. Hopefully enough patriot voices like yourself, Mike, and I hope you feel better real quick, because we need you, Mike. We need you in the fight. That's all I got to say, Michael. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? Steve, going once, going twice, we lost him. Okay. All right, getting on back to the news here. Anyway, Representative Devin Nunes has said the Deep State has fired, and second, shouldn't be doing that. Deep State scheme backfired. The Ukrainian scandal will be the end of Joe Biden's campaign. I think they are absolutely correct about that. There's no way he can come out of this clean. All right, back to the phones. Al in New Jersey. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. How are you? I have an idea for Russia to get by the U.S. Prevention of the Russians to go to the U.N. Putin can arrange for a telecast from
yes.
Moscow. That is the answer.
Well, the problem is, who would he get to carry it on American TV?
Oh, on the U.N. They have their own system, don't they?
Yeah, but how many people tune into it?
Oh, okay. Well, that was an answer. That was a solution. Okay.
I mean, it's a diplomatic faux pas for the United States to deny visas to the Russian delegates.
Uh-huh.
And okay. it's basically a slap in the face.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Okay, just a thought.
All right, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the news. Over in Hong Kong, the protesters have ransacked a mall. They're clashing in street battles with police. This has gone way beyond that extradition law, which has already been repealed. There's something else going on, and of course, China insists that this is all being set up by the United States. But apparently, there are barricades on fire, there's tear gas. This is getting really, really ugly. So we'll see what happens with that one. Alrighty. Over in Haiti, apparently a photojournalist got shot in the face as a senator opens fire outside parliament. Two men, including a photojournalist, have been shot and injured by a Haitian senator who opened fire outside the country's parliament amid chaotic scenes as the government attempted to confirm the appointment of a new prime minister. Sherry Diunalio, an associated... Oh, there's the music. All right. We'll finish the story when we come back from these commercials.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
I apologize for that drop there. A little problem here. No, I just want to stress the same thing that Justin and pretty much everybody else, Tom and everybody else, and what you've said. I am very, very, very disappointed in Donald Trump as a president. Mm. Just had to go back and look at the list of things I've written out here that I can highlight. Starting off with fixing the fraudulent voting system, he said he would eliminate the fraud, make it fair and square, and closed that back door. He's not done that. The border wall, which he could have fixed by just writing an executive order and saying that I'm providing security to the American people and economic security, so to the U.S. taxpayer, that was necessary to do. He wouldn't do it. I don't know why he didn't do the executive order. He surely could have done it. That's a national emergency when your country is being invaded. Allowing sanctuary states, that he could have put his foot down on that and made an example of people
violation.
Like, yeah, it is. He could have made an example out of Jerry Moonbeam Brown and actually had him in cuffs for violating federal law on that. Stopping these needless wars. You talked about that on the campaign trail. Transparency, well, we don't have that. We have more surveillance on the American people, and his betrayal of Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, and Chelsea Manning is despicable.
Yes.
Turned his back on people who've come out and told the truth of what's going on in corruption. And
he's turned his back on independent media.
Yeah, on independent media, too. So I'm going to say he is a phenomenon.
You
know what I'm talking about when I say that. I'm going
to
say he is a phenomenon, but he's a phenomenal disaster as a president. This has been a lousy presidency, and I can't imagine four more years of him. He's going to be hounded for four more years by the Democrats. They're going to keep going. They must have a Rolodex of scandalous ideas that they just go from one to the other. But if he gets in, we'll have four more years of pretty much, well, we're going to have some hard economic times coming up here pretty soon, that's for sure. But I can't imagine four more years of continuing on the same pathway of meddling, interfering with other countries' governments, regime changes, coups, illegal coups, military coups. This is a failed presidency. This is a failure of a presidency, and I had such high hopes also, just like you did. Very disappointed. What do you make out of Hillary Rodham Clinton meeting with Elizabeth Warren not too long ago and talking? What do you make out of that one?
I don't know. I'm getting a suspicion that Hillary Clinton wants to run as Warren's VP, which would put a target on VP's Hillary Warren's back, rather, and wouldn't be the first time a vice president shot a president out of office.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, just look to Lyndon Baines Johnson. There you go.
Yeah, and or even George Bush and Ronald Reagan. I don't want to see Donald Trump in another 4 years. And the only reason I would tolerate another 4 years is if Hillary's running on the Democratic side.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve, stay on the station. We got to do station identification. We'll be right back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.